بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله with the mercy of Allah Rabbul Izzat. We have recited until the end of the six juz of the Holy Quran. If those who are sitting at the back want to hear and they can't hear, then come forward inshallah. Of what was recited tonight in the Taraweeh Salat, Allah Rabbul Izzat mentions وَتْلُوا عَلَيْهِمْ نَبَأَ أَبْنَيْ آدَمَ بِالْحَقِّ. Explain to them, وَتْلُوا عَلَيْهِمْ, recite upon them, O Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, نَبَأَ أَبْنَيْ آدَمَ بِالْحَقِّ, the story of the true story of the two sons of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. The true story of the two sons of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. Adam alayhi salatu wasalam must have had many children, but the two that is mentioned here is Habil and Qabil. What used to happen at that time, obviously it was the beginning of creation, so the orders of Allah that pertain to them does not affect us in this day and age. What was for them is not for us. What is for us was obviously not going to be applicable to them. Reason being, there wasn't many humans on the face of the earth. The first two humans to walk the face of the earth was Adam alayhi salatu wasalam and his wife Hawa alayhi salam. So besides them, there was nobody else that the children could get married to. So Allah made a system, Allah brought about a system from which the human race was going to spread. That Hawa alayhi salatu wasalam would give birth to twins at a time, a boy and a girl, a boy and a girl, like that. And according to the instruction from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this boy had to marry that girl. Not the two that were born together. The boy from this side would marry the girl from the other side. This was the system which Allah had decreed and decided. What had happened was, the one pair that was born was good looking, the other pair that was born was not good looking. So the one that was good looking was supposed to marry the woman that was not good looking. And he wasn't happy about the whole situation. Right? There are some people who go after looks, there are other people who don't go. Some people go after money, others don't. You know, the different things people run after when they decide to get married. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had mentioned, تُنْكَحُ الْمَرْأَةُ لِأَرْبَعِينَ. A woman, you marry a woman because of one of four reasons. لِمَالِهَا وَلِجَمَالِهَا وَلِحَسَبِهَا وَلِدِينِهَا. Either for her money, or for her beauty, or for her lineage, I want to be part of the Joneses, or walidiniha, because of what she knows as far as deen is concerned. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam advised us as a ummah, فَظْفَرْ بِذَاتِ الدِّينِ. Rather look at the one who is involved with deen, you will be happy forever and forever. That will be the best thing that you can do for yourself. Under the same explanation, Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu mentions, under رَبَّنَا أَتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً. He mentions that the hasana, the goodness, the meaning of the dua, رَبَّنَا أَتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً, that Allah give us goodness in this world. And he mentions that of the things of goodness in this world, the best thing that a person can be given is الْمَرْأَةُ الصَّالِحَةُ, a pious wife. Why? You will not have hassles like what many other people are having hassles. Allah save us from all that. What happened with Habil and Qabil? إِذْ قَرَّبَا قُرْبَانًا. They both made a sacrifice. One had sheep, one had animals, one had crops. So they both make a sacrifice for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The difference was, when the order of Allah was revealed, the one was happy, the one was not happy with it. That's where the basis of it came from. It's not to say that if you make a sacrifice of an animal, it will be accepted, and if you sacrifice something else, it will not be accepted. It's not that. The basis of this acceptance and not acceptance was, the one was happy with the command of Allah, and the other one was not. فَتُقُبِّلَ مِنْ أَحَدِهِمَا. The one's sacrifice was accepted, وَلَمْ يُتَقَبَّلْ مِنَ الْآخَرِ. The other ones was not accepted. So Qabil gave, like we mentioned before, I'm sure everybody know about this already, whoever come to the masjid regularly. I mentioned this before, that In the past, when people, when the ummats of past used to make a sacrifice, they have to put it on top of the mountain or on top of the hill. Then a fire would come down from the sky and it would burn whatever was accepted by Allah Rabbul Izzah. Remember, I told you this before already. Right. So, the fire descended and it burnt the sacrifice of Habil. But the fire did not descend and burn the sacrifice of Qabil. So what does, and on top of it, who he must get married to, and everything became too much for him. قَالَ لَأَقْتُلَنَّكَ He told his brother, I'm going to kill you. So the brother replied, إِنَّمَا يَتَقَبَّلُ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ Don't worry, Allah accept the actions of those who fear Allah. Allah don't accept those who don't fear Him. And then he told him on top of that, لَإِن بَسَطْتَ إِلَيَّ يَدَكَ If you are going to stretch your hand out to me, لِتَقْتُلَنِي so that you can kill me. مَا أَنَا بِبَاسِطِ يَدِيَ إِلَيْكَ لِأَقْتُلَكَ I'm not going to do nothing. I'm not going to fight with you. I'm not even going to worry to defend myself. إِنِّي أَخَافُ اللَّهَ رَبَّ الْعَالَمِينَ I fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is the Lord of the world. So I will not do you anything like that. On the same basis, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had mentioned, this is now pertaining to our ummah. Right? That was there what the one brother said to the other. I'm telling you now what is pertaining to our ummah. Where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said that if two Muslims must stand up and fight against one another and the one must kill the other, for whatever reason it is, kilahuma fin nar, both of them will go in the fire of Jahannam. No. If two Muslims stand up and fight without any reason, or if the reason is trivial, or whatever the case might be, and two Muslims stand up and fight, kilahuma fin nar, both of them will be in the fire of Jahannam. Understood? In the month of Ramadan, people get cross. We hear this one shot the other one, that one shot that one in Ramadan. That's what happened in the past. If you remember what I'm talking about. So then the one, Habil tells Qabil, Inni uridu an tabu'a bi ithmi wa ithmik. If you go ahead and you do this, I wish that you're going to have my sins and your sins. Fatakuna min ashabin nar. And if you're going to do it, you're going to end up to be from amongst the people of Jahannam. وَذَلِكَ جَزَاءُ الظَّالِمِينَ And that is the return that the people who oppress the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is the return they're going to get. فَطَوَّعَتْ لَهُ نَفْسُهُ It's still carried on within himself. He couldn't come to rest with what was going on. It's still the thought of killing his brother carried on within himself. فَقَتَلَهُ Eventually he went ahead and he killed Habil. He killed him. فَأَصْبَحَ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ Now, after everything is done, temper is relaxed, everybody's cooled down. Now he's sitting with a problem on his hands. خَاسِرِينَ He now realized that he's got a problem in front of him. Before that, nobody had died on the face of the earth. Before that, nobody passed away on the face of the earth. What must he do with the dead person? What must he do with the body? He doesn't know. He sat there, it is mentioned, he sat there for days and days with the body. He didn't know what to do with it. فَبَعَثَ اللَّهُ غُرَابًا يَبْحَثُ فِي الْأَرْضِ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down a crow to show him exactly what he must do. If I recall correctly, just remind me properly. I don't know if one crow killed another crow. Huh? The one crow killed another crow in front of him. And then after the other crow was dead, يَبْحَثُ فِي الْأَرْضِ It then opened up the ground and he put the other crow inside and closed it. لِيُرِيَهُ كَيْفَ يُوَارِي سَوْأَتَ أَخِيهِ So that you, Allah Ta'ala could show him how must he bury his brother. قَالَ يَا وَيْلَتَا أَعَجَزْتُ أَنْ أَكُونَ مِثْلَ هَذَا الْغُرَابِ فَأُوَارِيَ سَوْأَتَ أَخِيهِ He says that, how useless am I in short terms? I didn't even know a crow had to come and show me how to bury my brother. فَأَصْبَحَ مِنَ النَّادِمِينَ He then carried on with life in a condition that he was filled with remorse and regret. On top of that, beloved brothers, this is what I was thinking also I must mention. That it is mentioned in hadith that from that time till qiyamah Whoever will commit a murder, whoever will commit a murder on the face of the earth, some portion of that sin will go to Qabil. From that time, you understand what I'm saying? From that time, until Qiyamah, whoever will commit a murder on the face of the earth, some portion of the sin will go to Qabil. Because he's the one who started killing on the face of the earth. So this is why we say time and time again, that when you do something, make sure you know what you're doing. Because just now you do something, and your children decide, my father did such and such a thing, I'm going to do it. After you did a long time, they're doing something which is against the command of Allah. You will carry on getting the sin. Why? Because you showed them what to do. Allah save us from it. But that is the fact of the matter. In today's time we have the same thing. Many a times we say that, you know what, this is not from the sunnah of Rasulullah. Then what is the answer given? But the old people used to do it. Isn't it? So tomorrow we also going to get old. We also going to be dead one day. We're not going to live forever. We're not going to stay young forever. See the people who have a black beard is coming grey now. Right? So we're also going to get old. And one day the youngsters of today or tomorrow, they're going to say that the old people used to do it. Allah forbid that it was against the orders of Allah, against the command of Rasulullah. Because then we have a problem. Until in the grave you will have a problem for your man. من أجل ذلك, because of this thing that had happened, كتبنا على بني إسرائيل, we made this compulsory upon the people of Bani Israel. Right up till now it's the same. أنه من قتل نفسا بغير نفس, if a person kills somebody and his life is not taken, أو فساد في الأرض, or they create havoc on the face of the earth, if you kill somebody and your life is not taken, فكأنما قتل الناس جميعا, it is as though you have killed an entire nation. Isn't it? When you hear that one person was robbed and he was shot, Allah save us from it, it's happening so much. Huh? You heard that he was shot, it affects everybody around us, isn't it? Huh? You hear in this place, every day they announce, one policeman was killed, two policemen was killed. It affects everybody. فَكَأَنَّمَا قَتَلَ النَّاسَ جَمِيعًا. You kill somebody and you're not killed in return, it is as though you have killed the entire nation. How does South Africa feel today? Isn't it true what Allah Rabbul Izzat has mentioned in the Holy Quran? وَمَنْ أَحْيَاهَا, whoever's gonna bring alive this order and command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that you kill, they kill you in return, فَكَأَنَّمَا أَحْيَا النَّاسَ جَمِيعًا, you will see undoubtedly as if though life has been given to all the people around. Bring the death penalty back again, and what will happen? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq. Beloved brothers, this is why we have mentioned that. In the Holy Quran there is an answer for everything. Allah hasn't left out nothing. Unfortunate for those, I would call it illiterate, the people who think that deen is but a narrow road that you must walk on. It's people who have no idea of what is happening in deen. Beloved brothers, deen is vast. It has every different aspect of the human life involved in it. You will find it in the Holy Quran. The answer for it is there. Allah give us the tawfiq that we can learn from it, inshallah. Just one thing that Unatuhir and them were telling me, that there's a number of the brothers that are confused as far as the story of Zakariya alayhi salatu wasalam and Hazrat Maryam alayhi salatu wasalam is concerned. Right? Because I ended up the story in the middle. I thought everybody else also knew it by now. So inshallah what we'll do, inshallah with the permission of Malatir, then either on the third or the fourth Sunday of Ramadan, we will discuss the story in detail after the Dhuhr Salah. This Sunday, Mulana Yahya is going to be speaking. Right, I'm sure everybody knows Mulana Yahya. He will be speaking, mashallah, normally he gives very excellent in detailed advice, which Allah, we should all try to attend the program on Sunday after Dhuhr Salah. Then next week Sunday is Mulana Dawood, the American one. He will be speaking the next Sunday. Then inshallah we'll see now. I don't know what was Mullah said for the program. Yeah. So one of those 2 weeks, inshallah, then we'll discuss the story of all that whole thing of Zakariya alayhi salam and Hazrat Maryam alayhi salam and Nabi Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. That is how the whole picture fits in, inshallah. Now I do. أن سوم غد أن أدائي فرضي شهر رمضان هذه سنتي لله تعالى.